Unit 29B, Activity 2.
Hi, Sandra. What are you up to? This looks like instructions for drywalling.
Yes, the Thermacell system. They use their own metal studs and fixings and some special plasterboard.
Looks very much like what we're doing here. We use Regips plasterboards with a gypsum core and layers of cardboard on both sides.
And they are fire resistant.
Yes, non-flammable and fire resistant.
Can you show me how you work with it?
Yeah, let's see. Step one, marking the partition wall. Okay, we transfer the measurements from the plan using a chalk line on the floor.
Do you also mark the doors and other openings?
Yes, of course.
And what about the metal fixings?
Well, they look just like the ones you use, I guess. U profiles on the floor and ceiling, and C profiles for the vertical studs.
And you also screw the base track to the floor every 60 centimetres?
Yes, that's the second step.
And do you use insulating strips for acoustic insulation?
Oh, yes. Then we mark the wall with a plumb line or spirit level and the top track.
Like in step three?
Yes. We fix the top track to the ceiling and the end studs to the wall.
And then we use insulating strips for acoustic insulation.
Where are we now?
Step four.
Ah, yes. Positioning intermediate studs every 60 centimetres.
Why are the C studs cut shorter than the height of the room?
Well, to allow for tolerances, step five is cutting the boards and installing insulation.
Aha! Again a bit shorter than room height.
Yes, and hang them from the ceiling line.
Step six, placing the boards.
And observe the fixing sequence, as in step seven.
And step eight, fixing the boards to the studs.
Yes, that's exactly how we do it. And hey, I can see us working together. You holding up the plasterboard, and I with the electric drill.
Or the other way round.